All right, Mike, be on your best behavior. Your microphone's on, okay? No cursing or anything like that. That is Owen with the song I Got High. That's track one off the really great new record available to the general public right now. And Mike Kinsella from this Owen Project is here in the studio with me right now. Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to Laguna Beach in Southern California. Welcome back.
Thanks.
We love the new record.
Cool.
Now, I told you that it's real hard for me to pronounce because it's in French, but it does, in fact, mean the friend of the people.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been a friend to, I guess, music fans for a while in other projects like Captain Jazz and American Football. And you've been a drummer by trade back in the day. I mean, you cut your chops in music as a drummer. Is that right?
Yeah, that was sort of the first... The first touring band and all that was playing drums.
And, originally, you're from where?
Suburbs of Chicago.
What type of music were you exposed to, you know, growing up type of thing?
I feel pretty lucky that at a formative age, there was like just basement punk shows, you know? So it was all the bands I liked were all my friends' bands. And
we
all just played all our friends' basements. And then it sort of spread to where you would, at the time, you would just, you'd sort of make friends with like all the punks and, you know, Lawrence, Kansas or something or wherever.
Yeah.
So you drive your van there. And
yeah.
It was like, you know, a small scene of small shows and it was cool.
So you were deep in it, you know,
as a
kid growing up, you know, trying to put together your own playlist and set list and do your own thing and start bands.
Well, it was bands until after college is when this sort of solo thing happened. But I was the little brother in my brother's band. And
right on.
I take a Friday off school and miss high school and go tour a little bit.
Now, did you study music in college? Are you like a classically trained guy at all?
No.
No, not at all?
Uh-uh.
So your chops came from sitting down in front of the drum kit or the guitar and trying to figure it out on your own?
Watching all my friends who were better than me playing bands and stuff. So.
Really? Well, I don't know if they're putting out records as good as you, my friend. This is Mike Kinsella in studio, live from our Pearl Street studios on member-supported KX93.5. So flash forward to now, this Owen Project, is it less of a collaboration between other musicians and more just the brainchild of you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
It's zero collaboration, which is what I like about it. But I think it also is the problem with it. But
what would be the problem with
that? Like, I think the record's all kind of... You know, people, they ask, like, oh, how's the new record different than the other ones? I'm like, it's not. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, it's still the songs that I write, and they're all just, you know.
So you might go home and get an idea for a song and write and record all the parts and kind of do it, you know, at your own studio. Who'd you link up with to record this new record?
This is a buddy of mine, Neil Strouch, who kind of worked on the past couple records sort of later in the process, like final edits and mixing and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But this time, from the beginning, he was involved. And
how'd you link up with that guy in the first place?
He worked at a studio, Engine, sort of popular studio
in Chicago.
And that's in Chicago? Yeah. And
cool.
He's sort of, I was working with another producer that worked there. And same thing, like sort of later in the process. And we just didn't really click. But Neil was always around helping out. He's like a little younger. He's like a little younger than me and stuff. But
right.
I liked his sort of opinions and everything, and I sort of trust his ear now, so.
So now you're playing tonight in Southern California at the Constellation Room in Santa Ana. I will be at the show, and looking forward. I guess there's going to be a rap show right next
yeah,
door to
Killer
you.
Mike.
So, Killer Mike. So we'll see what sort of crowd actually shows up at this thing. Again, Mike Kinsella in studio from the new project Owen on member-supported radio KX93.5. Your songs seem to be very personal. Do a lot of people ask you about that? And it does seem to be very
personal.
My
wife asks me about it often.
Well, what sort of themes are involved in this new record, you know?
Just sort of being a father now sort of is always on my mind. Like just the transition from thinking about yourself to having to think about other people all the time.
Right. That's kind of an amazing transition, I imagine, my friend.
Yeah. It's cool. I mean, it's great, but it's also like, I find myself having selfish thoughts and then, you know, they have larger consequences than just my, you know,
and you
my own life now.
Imagine so. You got to realize that it's not all about you anymore,
sure.
Which is why you got to pick and choose what days you fly out to different states to play shows. You're only sweeping through SoCal just for, you know, a few days now, right?
Yeah.
So it's tonight at the Constellation Room, tomorrow at the Troubadour up in Los Angeles, which is a really rad venue. Again, I do, if it would be agreeable to you, man, I'd like to play another song off the record, come back and talk more about stuff.
Yeah.
All right, so this is Owen with the song Bad Blood. Can you give us the VH1 Storytellers type of moment with this particular song and what it might involve, or you just want to rip into it right now?
Rip into it.
I will do that. Thank you, Mike.
Sure.
All right, more from our studios in just a second on KX93.5.
Bad blood. You can't hide from where you come from. It's in your veins and in your
another new track from Owen. Bad Blood is the song. You heard it first right here on Member Supported KX93.5 right here in Laguna Beach. And Mike Kinsella from the band Owen, or the project Owen. Speaking of the band Owen, again, to recreate the sound of the record, it's going to take a whole bunch of musicians on stage, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So tonight at the Constellation Room, it's just going to be you.
It won't sound like that.
It'll sound good,
sure.
But it won't sound, you know, with the full-on rest of the band up on stage. But you've been known to do that back home in Chicago, right?
Yeah.
Play a couple one-off shows with a full-on band.
Yep.
Yeah.
I did I think the last couple record release shows, just to, as an occasion, you know, I'd get some friends to play along. And it's a little stressful, you know, like, I'm waiting for the guitar solo and it never comes. I look at the guy, you know, like, what are you doing?
So like, you're like, man, we talked about this.
Yeah, sure.
No, you're supposed to play this.
We practiced this twice. Come on.
Yeah, no kidding. Again, Mike in studio right now. You're on social media. Mm-hmm. I've been following you on Twitter for quite some time. By the way, a retweet now and again would be really appreciated, Mike.
Okay, I'm on it.
But people could find you on Twitter and social media where?
Let me think about that.
It's at MyBandOwen.
At MyBandOwen
on Twitter. Right.
Yeah. And Instagram would be Danzig, D4NZ1G.
Is it really?
Yes.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
We'll find you on Instagram. And before it's all said and done, you know, our windows to PCH right here, very Instagrammable with the
very
colors.
Instagram.
Right?
Yeah. It might make it to the to my page.
Could
is
be.
It a page? Is it a...
I don't know what it is. Could very well be a page or an Instagram feed. And also, before it's all said and done, we'll give you some stickers from the station. You could sticker up Chicago at your leisure and maybe sign our wall before you get out of here.
Awesome.
But again, playing tonight at the Constellation Room in Santa Ana, KX93.5 will be there. And this is Mike Kinsella in studio from Owen. What did you want to play first, my friend?
It's a song called Love Is Not Enough.
Cool.
It's on the new album, yeah.
At your leisure, my friend, on KX93.5.
Love is not enough. We need some money. And I can see how some guys give up. How good apples go bad. If you pick a place, I'll go there. Near or far, I don't care. Or pick your poison and we'll share. Cheers to us. We find a place in heaven that doesn't flood when it rains. We're a long ways from London, but in some ways we're still there. I etched our names on a northbound train and left our lust to wander Sloane Square. When the babies won't stop crying and leaving ain't an option now. When I can't remember the last time we touched. Love is not enough.
Very cool. That was Owen live. Yes, we're the only ones clapping. Just
I'll clap
a few
too.
Of us because we're the only ones
sounds
here.
Bigger.
Thank you, Owen. Member-supported radio, KX93.5. That's a new track. That's a KX93.5 exclusive, mm-hmm. Right?
Sure. On Lagoon. You own the rights to it now.
Right? Yeah. Thank you so much.
Sure.
Thank you so very much. Actually, if it would be agreeable, like one day we want to put together a compilation mm-hmm. For some artists who have come through to, you know, raise funds for this, you know, listener-supported station. Down the road, I may very well ask you if you want to donate a song to help out the cause,
sounds
man.
Sounds good.
Let's talk about your guitar art. First of all, what sort of beautiful guitar are you playing over there? And is that your go-to guitar?
It is a little bit old Guild that was a roommate of mine in college. And he never really played it, and I ended up playing it like every day for like 3 years. And then when we graduated, I just took it. I don't think I asked. It was just like, I'll take that.
Right on.
So
and that's more...
I've been playing that since, yeah.
Right on, dude.
And it needs some work.
But... And then the guitar art.
That was, it started out as sort of scribbles by my four-year-old daughter, and then...
That's awesome.
It turned into self-portraits.
You could see Owen play. Well, Mike Kinsella, you could play. You could see him play at the Constellation Room tonight. Just, you know, adjacent to. Does that make sense, you guys? It's right at the observatory there in Santa Ana, and tomorrow in Los Angeles at the Troubadour, a really rad venue to see a show. Mike, do you get down on the craft beer scene? Will you be enjoying
a little bit, sure.
A nice craft beer at the venue a little bit later when it's all said and done?
I get down on beer often.
Cool.
As I get older, I find I like sort of like the drinkable ones more than the crafty, strong ones.
Is that right?
I'm turning into my father slowly, yeah.
Unbelievable, my friend.
Is there something you recommend?
No, I don't know. We'll see what they have at the venue, but here in like Southern California, it is everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody's now a beer snob. Like,
yep.
I feel like beer is the new wine, and all of a sudden now whiskey is the new everything. Like
people know everything.
Right. They understand the nuances and all the different flavors of the stuff, but
yep.
I cannot get into that. When you're not writing songs or playing with your sibling, you know, what else are you doing back home in Chicago?
I'm usually chasing a couple kids around.
Yeah.
A kitchen island, literally. I keep a little busy. I'm playing drums in a couple bands now.
Cool,
A band called There.
Mm-hmm.
Who's got, his name is Evan Weiss, and his band is called Into It Over It.
Mm-hmm.
And he's awesome. And another guy named Matthew Frank, who's in 10 bands in Chicago, and he's awesome.
Nice, dude. Well, keep us abreast with those projects, will
you? You should look for that. That's a fun rock band. And then I'm playing drums on an Owls record, which is an old band I used to be in.
Mm-hmm.
And we wrote a new album. So
cool, man. Could you talk about some of the previous projects real quick? Like, what was Owls all about?
Owls was sort of came out of the ashes of Cap'n Jazz.
Mm-hmm.
Cap'n Jazz wasn't, I mean, like literally my high school punk band or whatever. And
yeah.
We broke up. And then a few years later, we wrote 10 more songs or whatever.
Cool.
Recorded them, did a little bit of touring, and then broke up again. And then 12 years later, wrote a new album, the same guys and stuff. So
I also wanted to ask you about Polyvinyl. That's your mm-hmm. record label now. Did they seek you out?
They were...
And I hope they're good to you.
Oh, they're unbelievable to me. They're the only reason that I can still make music, like without a doubt. It was a guy and his wife who I just became friends with down in Champaign, Illinois, going to college. And they just started putting out 7 inches of bands they liked, like local bands and stuff. And then slowly they sort of grew. And, I was in a band called American Football at school there. So they're like, yeah, we'll put out an EP. And then they put out the full length. And, you know, as they just got bigger, bigger bands, and then they grew and grew and grew. And
yeah. Amazing. So you almost been on the ground floor of that thing.
Oh, yeah. They've totally taken care of me. And, this is how cool they are. And nobody else can probably say this about, like, a record label. But, like, I'd already been a label a while. And I don't sell nearly the most records on the label or anything. You know, I'm pretty far towards the bottom of the totem pole. But my dad passed away, and the first flowers I got were from Matt and Darcy.
Oh, my
crazy,
goodness.
Crazy, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
like,
great.
Out of town and stuff, and they heard about
that's
it.
That's great. We've had some bands come in here who have generated a buzz type of thing, and they're almost in a fortunate position where they could pick and choose what label they want to be affiliated with, you know?
Yeah.
And I guess really it comes down to the record label that will let you do your own thing,
right,
type of thing. Do you find that's the case with your situation as well?
Yeah, I mean, they sort of figured out, yeah, I mean, I don't know another label that would put out my records when I'm like, you know, I can play 20 shows a year, yeah, not really
right.
do tour support, like whatever. But they're just like, well, let us know when you want to record. We'll give you a little budget. And
awesome.
So they've totally taken care of me.
The new record's available right now. Mike Kinsella is in studio from the Project Owen. The whole record from front to back is really good. I was telling him off the air, I like to go home, make dinner, do dishes, whatever I'm doing. We don't have TV or internet quite yet in Carlsbad. So we'll just put on an LP, and this is one of my favorites to put on at home. I don't know if he would normally admit it, but the songs are very personal. The song structure is absolutely amazing. And again, the project is Owen. Mike Kinsella is here right now. Are we all tuned up, my friend?
We are.
Cool. Can we get another song out of you, if you don't mind?
Sure. Cool. This one's called Who Cares, and it's on the new album as well.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Put that around there. Ooh.
cares? You said something, but I'm not listening. My whole world is caving in. Well, I'm on a plane in 3 days, a date with the devil my fate holds. I can't keep my feet on the ground. Mind and soul sever ties long ago. Well, I don't fear what I might do, but what I won't. House is on fire, loved ones gone missing, and you need help getting out of bed. And on you go again, the same cross and crown of thorns you've had since we were young. It must be hard moving on. A-holes accept fate is predetermined. But I'm convinced our destiny's decided. A never-ending game with consequences. And I'm too tired to play. What about you? I don't know. What you stand to gain might not be enough. But what you might lose.
I don't know if you checked me out, but I was totally Instagramming you as you were playing that,
oh,
Mike.
Oh, cool.
Cool.
How did I look?
Mike Kinsella from the Project Owen, live in our Pearl Street studios. That was amazing, dude. And thanks so much for taking the time to support this little project.
Sure. Thanks for the kind words you've been saying.
Oh, no problem, man. Well, I wouldn't be telling you this. You know, I'm not blowing smoke up your rear end, dude. I think the album is really damn good. Again, cool. Owen is the project. Tonight at the Observatory, actually next to the Observatory in the Constellation Room. Tomorrow at the Troubadour. Anything else to touch on to the general public? Anything else you want to say to people who might not be familiar with the music of Mike Kinsella quite yet? I know it's a tough one. No, it's all you got, right?
I'm not. Yeah, that's all I got.
All right. Well, we'll see you later at the venue. And, of course, this audio will live forever online as a podcast on KX935.com. No, man, good audio. Real good audio.
KX935, Laguna's only FM.
Only FM.
Only FM. Only FM.